Lynette, this is Big J on the radio.
Hello, how are you?
I am fantastic, and how are you?
We've been good here.
Oh, I love it. Anything new at Rimrock? Obviously, I'm guessing, you know, things are changing, and what's the latest?
You know, when we talked, a couple months ago, and we talked about, we really were starting to see the tip of the iceberg of this uptick in folks needing help with both substance use and their mental health. And oh my, it is really coming down the train track pretty fast, getting a lot of calls from people that are really struggling. So it's been a busy time for us, that's for sure.
Well, unfortunate that that people are needing the help, but wonderful that obviously Rimrock is there to help. I want to talk a little bit about, I've read some things and seen stuff about the Yellowstone County Substance Abuse Connect program, that coalition.
Yes.
You are involved in that. Tell us a little bit about what you do with the group and what the group does.
Well, you know, this came together, it'll be actually 3 years next month. And it was kind of stemmed from a conversation that a bunch of people in this industry had, but really led by, at that time, the Attorney General for Montana, the U.S. Attorney General for Montana, Kurt Almy. And we knew that we had a community problem that wasn't getting fixed with independent organizations trying to do it by themselves. And we knew we'd be stronger with a coalition. So we've been meeting so regularly for the last 3 years and put together a very sophisticated plan. And what's so remarkable about this, we have over 270 general members in this coalition, which represent 91 organizations around Yellowstone County, which is pretty remarkable. And out of that, we came up with three priority task force, and our main mission is to really unite the county so we could substantially reduce drug-related crime and addiction, and that is through prevention, treatment, and diversion. So we have these task force that have been just working very hard. And, of course, the very first thing we did is we put in the structure and really the scaffolding to have system capacity, meaning, can we keep this sustainable? Because every initiative needs that if they're going to really make an impact. So we got that in place and just recently hired an executive director. And then the other two categories that we've just been working so heavily on is diversion and treatment. Let's make sure people don't get in trouble first. And let's make sure that they have the ability to get the treatment they need. And then really what shores us up is making sure we have a strong prevention strategy in place. And I got to tell you, this has been a heavy lift, but it has been an extraordinarily rewarding lift to see how different people can come together to do what's best for a community that we care about.
Well, and I mean, that's so important, Lynette. As you said, I mean, it's obviously not a problem. It's a huge problem, and it's you know, wide-reaching, and it's not something that can be solved by one group or one entity or one, you know, facet of the community. Like you said, it needs to be comprehensive if we want to, you know, make a major change.
It's exactly right. And so we go from everything from, you know, looking at strategies to help people that maybe are homeless on the streets that are struggling and making sure that they have crisis sheltering if that's what they need. We look to see that people can get into treatment facilities, not just ours, but others, to make sure that they're getting the health care that they need. And then, like I said, prevention. We know prevention starts at an early age, and so that task force, in conjunction with the others, are really working with strategies to a lot of awareness, a lot of education. We have launched a website, which is just really exciting. It's kind of just about ready to get all the polish on it because we've been working on it pretty hard. But moreover, we've together received funding to be able to actually pay for these services. And that's been through grants and really a lot of hard work from a lot of people. That's really been a game changer for us. And the executive team are some decision makers in this community, you know, CEOs from the hospitals, both of them. We have the sheriff, we have the chief of police, we have School District 2, we have Riverstone, we have all those people that get some of that downstream negative effect from untreated mental illness or addiction. And we are making decisions together to for the betterment of this community.
Some people, Lynette, think, you know, they might not personally have an issue with substance abuse or feel like it affects them. You know, I'm not addicted. Nobody in my family's got an issue with substance abuse. Why should I care? I mean, they don't understand how, you know, substance abuse can affect the entire community.
Right. Well, it's a safety issue in a lot of situations. And, you know, that's been highly publicized, and we know that in our community. What can we do to assist those folks, like our police department, our sheriff's department, in making sure we have a safe community? And sometimes we just need to drill down to the root of the problem and take care of that first. You know, how can we assist people get, you know, improve their lot in life so it doesn't turn into a safety issue?
And do you have any numbers handy? I mean, you know, on numbers of, you know, how many people are affected by drug use in this community, you know, how many people it affects, you know, any sort of stats like that so people can understand how the magnitude of the issue?
Well, you know, we actually follow I believe that we're slightly higher than what the national statistics and what they say is about 10% of your population is having untreated drug addiction. So, you know, if we have 160-some thousand in Yellowstone County, I'm not good at math, but that's probably over 16,000 people that are really struggling with not being treated for whatever is, you know, causing them a disruption in their life. So that's a pretty decent statistic. And then if you consider that there's people that we are treating that haven't quite got to the point in their life where they feel independent of the addiction that's holding them down. So, you know, we've got those two facts together, and it really can cause, you know, some personal disruption and unhappiness. And it's a health problem. And, you know, this is a chronic disease that we need to be treating.
Absolutely. Is it still, I know obviously over the past few years we've heard a lot about methamphetamine use. Is meth still a significant contributing factor to the problems, crime-related and just addiction issues in the community?
It is. It is. And right up there with that is alcohol use. Those are the two things that really are, we're seeing the most in our service.
All right. Well, those are, I mean, gosh, it's just, they're so unfortunate. And I mean, do you guys have any sort of, I mean, with this coalition and you guys getting together, is there any way to stop the meth use, or is it more of a, you know, the meth is still going to be here. We need to deal with the people that are, you know, struggling with the addiction, or is it, are we trying to also stop the meth getting to the street, or is that kind of a, you know, an uphill battle?
You know, with this coalition, you know, law enforcement and having, you know, federal, state, and city law enforcement sitting at the table, yes, this has been a priority of theirs. And then, you know, it all of these are so interconnected. And so if the law enforcement is, I mean, they've really made some huge progress. We still see it, though. But then making sure that people understand about prevention, get the treatment, make sure they have housing, safe housing, all those things that really contribute to quality of life. You know, this has all been together. Our city government, you know, our administrator, as well as our county commissioners and our mayor, have all really supported this effort. They really see that, you know, we can do this together. Well, we can really do this.
And I mean, it's important. The violent crime rate in Billings grew 81% in Yellowstone County from 2010 to 2017, and child neglect cases grew 149% from 2014 to 2018. So as we saw, you know, meth kind of take its stand here in the community and start, you know, taking hold, obviously those numbers, you know, correlated with that type of drug use there. And a lot of those, I mean, those are connected too. Some people might think, well, why are you connecting, you know, methamphetamine and drug use to neglect and violence and stuff? But those, they often go hand in hand, don't they?
They absolutely do. And that's really why the Yellowstone Substance Use Connect came together, for those very reasons. It was the things that were, it was the cause and effect. We were seeing what meth was doing to our community and the citizens of Yellowstone County, and the children and the schools and the, you know, it's a big web that just is interconnected. And that's why we really started this coalition. We believe, well, we know this, that we've become a model coalition. Missoula County asked us, you know, how are you doing this? And they've taken off with the same model. And so that's kind of exciting to see that they they recognize also that you have to do this together.
I love it. I mean, I just love seeing that we're doing it, that we're taking action here. You know, everybody knows it's a problem, but obviously the problem isn't going to get fixed if people aren't doing anything about it. So I love that we're attacking the problem from so many different angles and so many different sides. For people that may be struggling with substance abuse issues, Lynette, what's the easiest way for them to find resources, maybe to get in touch with RimRock, I mean, to find out more about the Substance Abuse Connect Coalition? What are some ways for them to connect with you guys?
Well, probably the easiest way, get on the web, and it's just www.rimrock.org. And people here at RimRock also know a lot of information about the coalition, or give us a jingle at 248-3175. And, you know, I think a lot of people are saying, you know, what are the effects? And I'd say stay tuned. We're doing so much behind the scenes, and we're seeing it. It's going to pop out as a real positive direction for our community. This stuff takes time. It didn't happen overnight. So I really believe that our community will see a difference.
I agree with you, and I think you're doing wonderful work there. So thank you to everybody on the Substance Abuse Connect Coalition there, and thank you to Lynette and the rest of the crew up at RimRock for their day in and day out work to help people with addiction issues and mental health struggles and anything that, you know, you're struggling with out there that's not a physical ailment that you need, you know, a Band-Aid or something for. If it's something mental or something you're struggling for that way, RimRock can help. RimRock.org. Get in touch with them, ask some questions, reach out, you know, for yourself, for a friend in your life, and they'll keep doing that good work, and hopefully we'll curb this and start heading in a new direction. Lynette, thank you so much for all the
Thanks for having me.
And tell everybody else up there at RimRock that we appreciate all the work they're doing. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have
bye-bye now.
Morning. Bye-bye. She's the sweetest lady up there, and she has CEO in front of her name, which makes her even more cool.